This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents When Eight Bells Toll by Alistair MacLean, read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Dusk Monday to 3 a.m. Tuesday. The Peacemaker Colt has now been in production without change in design for a century. Buy one today, and it would be indistinguishable from the one Wyatt Earp wore when he was the Marshal of Dodge City. It is the oldest handgun in the world, without question the most famous, and, if efficiency in its designated task of maiming and killing be taken as criterion of its worth, then it is also probably the best handgun ever made. It is no light thing, it is true, to be wounded by some of the Peacemaker's more highly esteemed competitors, such as the Luger or Mauser. But the high-velocity, narrow-calibre, steel-cased shell from either of those just goes straight through you, leaving a small, neat hole in its wake, and spending the bulk of its energy on the distant landscape. Whereas the large and unjacketed, soft-nosed lead bullet from the Colt mushrooms on impact, tearing and smashing bone and muscle and tissue as it goes, and expending all its energy on you.